Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer, and for Wilson Homes. They believe in great designs, so you love being a home. Sam McClure and Maddie Granlin with you. Maddie, did you stay up on, was it Saturday night?
No, I didn't. No, it was too late for me.
It was only 9 o'clock.
I did.
That's not too late for you.
I did see the highlights, and they just snuck home, really, didn't they? The Aussies in the end.
Yeah, I think there's a mixture between sneaking home and not quite looking like they were going to lose at any point. Marcus Staunton is helping us along the way, made 24 not out, hit boundaries in the final over. Matty Wade, 15 not out, basically got us there with two balls left. So that was the game in Abu Dhabi, and our next game is early on Friday morning, against Sri Lanka. Former Aussie quick and a great friend of this show, Ryan Harris, joins us to talk all things cricket. Welcome, Ryan.
G'day, boys. Nice to chat again.
Are we looking better or worse in the T20 World Cup than you thought we'd be early doors?
Oh, no, I definitely think we're better. I think, you know, obviously we crawled over the other night, say crawled over the line. You've got to get 20 overs you've got to get the runs, and we did that. So that's a tick in my mind. We had a bit of a collapse at the top again, which we don't want. You can't lose. If you're chasing big scores, thankfully we weren't the other night, you can't really lose, you know, two or three quick wickets in that first six, which really hurt us. But I think the middle order did well. I think, you know, Marcus Stoinis did probably what his job was to do, and that's to finish the innings. He did that really well. I think the bowlers were outstanding. Josh Hazlewood, Glenn Maxwell at the top, I thought was excellent. He's obviously come off a really good IPL, but I don't think they would have planned at the start for him to get through four overs, and he did. So that's a big bonus. If he can do that a lot during the World Cup, I think we're going to be going okay.
What about the scores overall, Ryan? Like on the back of the IPL, then into the World Cup, what sort of scores are we getting on average?
Yeah, they're probably close to par. If I remember, I was over in the IPL a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, with the Delhi Capitals in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai, in Sharjah. It was around, I think par was around 160. So that looks like, obviously, that was under par of the Australia-South Africa game. The other games look close to that. I think India were 154. Obviously, got chased down pretty easily from Pakistan. Sharjah was probably, that was a bit different. Wickets a little bit slower down there, and that's probably close to 130, I reckon, par score. So they look all right at the moment. I just wonder how they're going to go at the back end of this World Cup, because they've obviously had a lot of cricket at the back end of the IPL, which would have been 30-odd games, I think it was, in the back end of that IPL. So let's hope that they had a bit of time to rejuvenate them and get them right. But the back end is going to be potential when they start slowing up even more and even spinning. And obviously the subcontinental teams will probably come into it more.
What chance Dave Warner gets back to his best during this tournament?
Yeah, I'm backing him. I'm always going to back him because I know how hard he works, and I know he hates not scoring runs and not. we used to give him a bit of stick about not being the big dog. If he's not scoring runs, he's not the big dog in the team, and he hates that. So, I'm backing him to. You know, I thought he looked really good the other night. Albeit only a few balls. I think he played a really good pull shot off Rabada. I think, you know, he played a good cover drive. He just probably didn't quite get to the one he got out on. He spooned it up in the air. I'm backing him. You know, he's too good a player. And he loves a big, as I say, he loves a big stage. He loves being that big dog. So I'm looking forward to him, you know, playing again. You know, there's been talk of dropping him. I don't think you can drop him. I'm not sure. I know there's a few guys in that lower order, that middle order, that have opened the batting. But there's no one better than him to do it, and especially in World Cups. And I'm expecting him to find some form in the next game or two.
What do you make of Ashton Agar not being played in that first game against South Africa?
This is going to sound really silly, but it's good in a way that the boys bowled. If they can bowl like that, he's going to find it hard to get back in. And I don't mean that. I'm obviously a bit of tongue in cheek there, but for someone to miss out like Ashton Agar, who was a player of the year last year, to shows it out that what Justin Langer and the selectors and Aaron Finch have seen is everyone's bowling the house down, which is what we want in a massive tournament. So after that performance the other night, it's gonna be tough for Ashton to get back in, especially in the next game or two. I think conditions are gonna dictate that. I think the wicket at the Dubai Stadium, which they're playing the next one at, I believe, is a pretty good wicket. So I'd be surprised if he plays there. I haven't looked at the fixtures and where exactly they are. If they were to go to Sharjah, I think he'd come in. He'd definitely come in direct into the team then. But I think it's a really good dilemma to have, and leaving you probably your best bowler for last 15 months to 2 years in the format out shows a big statement that, and again, that the boys are travelling pretty well.
Righto, Ryan, on to the real stuff. What does Ben Stokes being added to England's side do to the Ashes, do you think?
Oh, it's massive. I think it's huge. You know, they copped a bit of stick to English about the squad that they picked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an inexperienced team, considering what we've seen here in the past over the last few years. But I still think that they're gonna put up a good fight. If you chuck Ben Stokes in there, there's no doubt now that they're gonna, they're gonna rely on him obviously a lot. But he's gonna, you know, the inside. I think that what he does for the team is huge. And you know, each of those English now will go an extra league, and they'll be very determined to come out here and do well. And you know, he's a guy that's. He's been through a few different issues and dramas, you know, personally, which for me is great that he's come out and announced that he's ready to tour Australia and he wants to. And that's a great sign for him and his health, but it's great for cricket as well. And, you know, I think having him out here is going to be great. It's going to definitely add, some more competitiveness to that English squad. And he's a guy that's played very well out here. He's proved that he can play out in these conditions. So, if we're going to win, which I think we will, we want to win against the best team that they're going to put out. So it's great that he's coming.
And he's aggressive too, isn't he, Ryan? I mean, he's going to take it up to the Aussies. It's just exactly what they need. Because coming out and playing Australia on their own home soil, it's intimidating, but he doesn't get intimidated.
No, he doesn't, and he's he's a Kiwi. That's why he's not English. He can put up with it. But he can handle that, and it's an intimidating place to come. There's no doubt about that. As it is when we travel over there and in different parts of the world, not having their 20,000 Barmy army here might not help them this year either. But they're going to have some here. They'll find a way to get in here if they can. But he's one, as I said, he'll have that experience of being here a couple of times before and passing on that knowledge to the guys that probably haven't toured here or haven't played a lot of international cricket.
What's your biggest question in your head, Ryan, about Australia's 11 going into the Ashes?
Well, at the moment, I think the bowlers are sewn up for the first test. Yep. I think it's still the same four, and that's the Stark, Hazelwood, Cummins and Lyon. And then you've got Green, who's come on again from last year. He's done a bit. He's bowling a lot more for WA. He's coming off a back injury and probably restricted on how much he could have bowled last year. So that adds another element, and he can bowl really really well as well. So my question is one of the opening spots, and whether or not Green bats at five or six. I don't know what's going to happen there. So there's one spot there, whether it's five or six. So. I would have thought Pekoski would probably get that spot at the top. He deserves it. I just hope he can get his health right as well with his concussion. The middle order for me is, Travis Head's started the season off with a bang, albeit on some flatties, but he's still got the runs. So he's got to come into the thoughts of the selectors. I still like Uzi Khawaja. You know, I've worked with him closely over the last few months up here in Queensland. And he's hitting the ball well. He's in a great place. He's loving his cricket. He's loving captaining Queensland. He's doing a great job up here. So he's just in a really good place, and I think he can add that calmness to the middle order. I guess those two at the moment are probably the only ones that unfortunately, because of the pandemic and the way that the states have been and the borders, New South and Victoria haven't even started their seasons yet. So that's a real shame. I think they're starting next week or maybe even this week. Actually, not even tomorrow.
Yep.
So that'll get some cricket under their belt. But for me, that's probably, there's two spots there, those two. And then hopefully, some guys perform well in the next round of Shield cricket, then they're putting their name up as well.
Hey, Ryan, just an overall cricket question for you. I did see today the IPL, two IPL franchises were sold today, Lucknow and Ahmedabad, sold for a combined total of over $2 billion Australian dollars, two 2020 franchises.
Quite, Dave.
So what's that say about how that format of the game is going to dominate the sport in years to come? These tournaments getting longer, or maybe there's more than one IPL season at the expense of international cricket, because it seems as though that is where the money is at.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, to be honest. And I wish I was 6 years younger, to be honest, going back and playing in that competition again. Because, as you mentioned, and I read an article today that I think there is 70-odd games now, 74 games. That's going to, it's either going to extend or they're going to cut it in half and play two tournaments. There's no doubt. The IPL have been trying to do that for a while now. So how that affects world cricket again, that was probably that's the million-dollar question, billion-dollar question. Mm. It's going to be very interesting in this space. And I think there's been a lot of commentary over the last little bit, or a couple of years, about how how that is going to affect. It has affected, you know, teams already, countries already, because team, you know, players have gone to that, and some have missed playing to their country, and obviously teams have requested not to play any cricket around that time because they're losing their players over there. So it's a very, I don't know, I haven't got the answer. I think what you said was pretty close to what's going to happen. There's going to be another tournament, or it's going to be longer, and you know, and players are going to go there, let's be honest, because the money's going to go up, and it's going to be, you know, unbelievable money as it already is. It's only just going to get better.
Ryan, great to have you on. So much happening in the world of cricket, and it's only going to get better as we get closer to the Ashes. Chat soon.
Chat soon, boys. Thanks very much.
Ryan Harris, former Aussie quick. Plenty of happening in the world of cricket. The Hawthorn season review as we go back to footy is next on Sports Day.